Okay, here we go, everybody. Happy Thursday. This is the fifth one?
Yeah, last.
Fifth and final podcast for today. You're going to have to excuse any noise you might hear. We did a little test, but our watcher's going. Our son's in the other room watching God knows what, and we're getting this podcast done for you, and we are apologizing now because it is late. It's a day late, but we had some things happen. So here we go. Number 5 of 5. This is it. We have, 2 days left in the month. So there's 2 days left in the challenge today and tomorrow. Now we'll be running a report.
Yes.
At the end of...
The last day. Day counts.
Yeah. So tomorrow after open gym, I'll come home. We'll run the numbers and then we'll let everyone know who is the quote unquote winner of this.
And they get a free month in April.
Free month of April. So I am the winner. I get the free month. And I'm just kidding. Look on your face. What are we talking about today?
So today's podcast, we're going to talk about goals, motivation, determination, and then just kind of wrapping it all up.
Okay. So what about?
So goals. So kind of glad in a way that the podcast is a day late because yesterday's post was a check-in and to give some like honest self-reflection on how you've done. And we only got 4 people who responded, but they were 4 very honest answers. And some people were like, oh, you know, like I did okay. And, you know, I had set however many goals and I made a few. And some people said they had a harder time with like hitting their goal or something like that. So I want to take the opportunity to explain, like, I personally feel the way these challenges should work. By the end of 30 days, you've set a goal. If you are able to accomplish your goal, great. That's absolutely amazing. But if all you've been able to do in the 30 days is maybe just shine a spotlight in the areas where those goals need a little bit more attention in your daily life, and it's something that you're able to set the habit to start working on and working towards, that's kind of that jump start that we talk about at the beginning of the challenge. We're jump starting your health. And so if you are the type A person who can like smash their goals in the month and it's great, you get it all accomplished, and that's just how you function, that's amazing. And you should be so proud of yourself. If you're also the person who maybe struggled and maybe just realized, oh, I definitely need to focus more on my diet. I've learned that over the 30 days. Or I need to focus more on a specific routine and work on creating habits around that. All you're doing is you're shining a spotlight on maybe some of the weaker areas that need to be worked on. And now you can move forward with intentionality. I think that's the word. to actually work on those. And that is the point, is that it's all about progress. And we just want these challenges to be something that you're using as progress to better your life.
There was a way I was gonna say something, but I'm trying to figure out a way to say it. We're gonna do a challenge once every 3 months this year. So the next one's gonna be in June. And then again in September. You cannot live your life doing one challenge every 3 months out of the years that you live. So I guess some of the goals that I wanted for this specific month were, okay, let's not eat out, which we have accomplished. Mm-hmm. We have not done that. And personally, I didn't want to drink any soda. And I've actually done that too. Now, let's say if I would have added on, other things as far as like don't miss a workout or something along those lines, but I missed it, giving myself 3 to 4 out of this specific month. And if I hit 2 or 3 of them, that's a win. But going into this, I didn't set the expectation to not miss a workout because I knew baseball was going to be picking up and, you know, all this other stuff that we might run into that would cause me to not work out on a day. And I didn't want to feel like, oh, I only had this one goal and I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But also that's kind of how we live our lives is I try to get a workout in a day. I try to eat the best I can for that day with what we have available. And I try to eat as little as that stuff and drink as little of that stuff as possible. And although for us, it didn't ever take us a challenge to kickstart that. That's just how we live our lives. So if you were to live your life the way that you lived this last month, how much healthier would you be? How much better off would you be? How much fitter would you be? And think about that. Because March of 2023 isn't going to make or break the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. But it can help set up the rest of your life if you start living each month like you did March of 2023. And I think that's where, like, and I'll talk shit on, fuck push-up, what's it? Push-up, pin-up, pin-ups to push-ups. What is that one? P2P, whatever it is. They do these god-awful fucking challenges where they have people eat dog shit and pay a lot of money and expect them to, like, that to be, like, the savior of their life. And it's not. And we won't lie to you because March of 2023 could be a kickstart. Fucking kid.
Our kids talk.
But, yeah, so this could, if you were to mirror each month from here on out how you did this, maybe, you know, of course, a little more laxed depending on how strict you are. But I don't even think a lot of you are that strict on yourselves. Mm-hmm. That's why you didn't fucking post in yesterday's post that Tara had, you know, mentioned earlier. That's why we haven't seen you post in the group. That's why you haven't been bragging about the weight that you've lost, because you really didn't take this as the jumpstart that maybe you wanted it to be on February 28th, and then March 1st hit, and you were like, well, fuck, I got a whole month to go, right? So if you were to mirror something like this for the rest of your life, I'm going to probably guess that you'd be pretty well off. Oh, my God, this fucking kid.
If you didn't hear, our son's done with his yogurt.
Calm down.
And he can't get up off the couch right now. I want to jump back. Ralphie will be back in a second. But I want to jump back to him talking about P2P. And it was actually, if you don't know what that is, they are a gym in, they actually have multiple locations, but in Concord is close to us. And we talk shit a lot about a bunch of different things. P2P is a gym. They do workouts there, and they're very, I don't even know the word to use. They're the type of gym where it's class workouts. The trainer does it with you, leads the class and does the workout with you. And they do a lot of days where, like, you dress up in certain ways. And their, like, slogan is, we don't sweat, we sparkle. And it's pretty much the opposite of what you find in our gym. One of the reasons that I initially ever got started in doing a challenge was because I had heard about their challenges. They do a 6-week challenge. And this is kind of its own thing aside from a gym membership. You pay, I think it's $600. Don't quote me on that. To participate. You're a part of the 6-week challenge. And the rules are you get a meal plan, and the meal plan is absolutely atrocious. But the goal here is to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. No matter who you are. This is an insane amount of weight to lose in any way in 6 weeks, let alone in a healthy way. So you lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. You're following this plan. It pretty much is like broiled chicken breast and broccoli kind of thing. And at the 6-week mark, they bring you in front of everyone else who's a part of the challenge. They weigh you in publicly. And if you lose the 20 pounds, they give you your money back. Now, for some people who want to lose a shit ton of weight really fast, this is super appealing. But I want to tell you from a business perspective right now, that's how they make their money. Because they know 80% of the people who do that will not lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. Mostly because our bodies are not designed to lose that amount of weight in that short period of time. Our bodies don't want to do that. That is not how we work. Our body will protect us against doing things like that. So they can almost guarantee that 3/4 of the people who do the challenge aren't going to get their $600 back. That's money they make. And then there might be the few people, the handful of people who do actually accomplish it by whatever reason. Maybe they have a ton of weight to lose, and a lot of you might know the larger you are, the more obese you are, the quicker you can lose weight. So maybe they hit it. Part of the rules is that you have to put up every time on social media, you have to put in every single time that you go to P2P.
You have to check in, that's the word I'm looking for.
And you have to do it so many times throughout the 6 weeks. So on social media, people are seeing you check in, and you check in 30 times or whatever it is at the end of your 6 weeks. You've lost 22 pounds, you get your $600 back. You're one of maybe, you know, seven people who ended up losing that, and then people see that on social media, and you get 10 people who are like, oh, I want to do that, right? Because it worked for you, but what they don't understand is it didn't work for 3/4 of the people who were a part of the challenge. P2P has now made a ton of money, and every single person a part of that challenge, whether you lost the weight or not and got your money back or not, has now absolutely fucked their metabolism. And so they did something short term that created severe long-term effects. So things like that, it pissed me off. And I know that, you know, weight loss is not always the reason why people want to have a better life and have better habits. So we had sat down, it's been a couple years now, and we wanted to create a challenge that looked very opposite from what P2P was doing, because we genuinely care about people's health. And there's so much more to it than just losing weight, which is why we advocate for the reading, why we want you coming into the gym and getting in X number of days in the gym around people, and, you know, getting your fitness in and making sure you're going on your walks and, you know, things like that that actually build the habits that create a healthier life. So that was my whole going back to P2P, because you talk shit about it and I didn't want to just leave it as it was.
Okay. Well... And we don't know the owners.
No.
We don't fucking know anything about them, really. We just know what people have eaten. And when you think about it, from a business standpoint, it's probably the smartest fucking thing to do. Because like Tara said, you get all these people. They don't get their money back. You get to keep it. You get all this advertisement for free. But also, something to think about when it comes to things like that, and this is, you know, across the board, is someone, if they lose 20 pounds... they're more than likely going to gain at least 10 of it back within the first 3 days. And then if they are anything like a normal human being, within a week, they've gained the other 10 plus some back. So P2P not only has someone who just lost 20-something pounds, but they'll be ready for the next six-week challenge by the time it rolls around. And they'll have that much weight and maybe even a little more to lose. So it's like this fucked up cycle. And even as like a business owner, if it were to make me rich, we're not doing that. I think I've explained it enough on my own podcast. We're a different kind of business owner, but enough talking shit on that. Fuck them.
So the whole that it's a really restrictive thing, and there's the process with our challenge, if we're talking about our challenge and choosing your own diet, it shouldn't be restrictive, because like you were saying, this is like not just for 30 days. We're hoping in 30 days you can really start building the habits that carry you through into the next month, which helps you to build more habits into the next month, and so on and so forth. So it can't be too restrictive, because anything, if your goal is too restrictive, you're going to give up on it in, you know, half a day. If your diet is too restrictive, you're going to give up on it right away. You know, when we create these really restrictive, rigid lifestyle choices, then we stop. We just, it's too hard and we don't want to carry it on. And so that was part of this was, you know, we want to make sure your goals were not too restrictive. And coming back to your example about like not having soda, you've made it the whole month without having soda. He doesn't drink a ton of soda. That's not him at all. Usually he'll have maybe a half a soda with dinner, but still it was something that, you know, he felt he
once
could take
or,
out.
Like once a week.
But if you had approached it with, I'm only drinking water for the next 30 days, that becomes so restrictive. And so, and that wasn't, you were able to achieve your goal because you didn't create this like small box of boundaries where you had to stay in. You felt like you had enough freedom to actually achieve your goal while still maintaining a normal life.
Yes.
So when we move into the next challenge, I want everyone to keep that in mind, especially when coming up with your goals. They don't have to be huge, crazy goals that are going to change everything about your life. They need to be small changes that you can actually sustain. That way you can actually achieve some goals, because it feels really good when you do. Moving on to motivation. And this challenge, there's always in every challenge, there's a core group of people who just kind of participate. I would say probably 5 people. And then in this challenge, we had 20 people to begin with. That number might have included us on the page. But, you know, it's a good amount of people that I haven't heard from in a month at all. And I'm hoping that it wasn't a got started, paid the, you know, very small fee it is to be a part of, and then decided within a couple days, I'm not motivated enough to do it. Because motivation, and you can go back and listen to any number of podcasts that Ralphie has done about it, but it's really fleeting. You don't accomplish shit because you're motivated.
It's a feeling.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, like, I'm not super motivated to go out into the garage and work out, but I know the benefit, so I get it done. And I think 9 times out of 10, a lot of you might not feel like getting in your car, driving to the gym, and, you know, doing a workout. But you know it's important, so you get in your car and you go and you get it done. It's something that it's habits created. It's not, because motivation is just the second you sit on your couch, you're all of a sudden unmotivated. And I think there was somewhat of a lack of involvement in this challenge, but I hope it's not because people were unmotivated. I'm hoping that people were seeing the posts, were taking in the posts, getting the information, and just didn't feel like, you know, they needed to publicly put anything out there in the comments.
Not everyone's a big social media person.
True.
Even like a like of a photo or a hey, me too type of thing. We didn't really get that. Which I feel like you have these certain people that do post and things like that. But like Tara said, motivation is something that comes and goes. That's why discipline will always be the answer over motivation. Because you can get excited, you know. You get excited when you buy tickets to Disneyland. And then you get there and you're like, why the fuck did I do this? You know, there's too many people here. There's this and that. That excitement is gone. Same thing with motivation. It just goes away and you have no control over it. But the discipline of setting your alarm, packing your gym clothes into your car, making sure you check traffic, the things that prepare you in order to stay disciplined are far more important.
And those things that prepare you are the habits that you create. So if you are not intentionally creating habits that help you and become your fallback for when you are not motivated to do something, then that's where you need to start. You need to start looking at those little habits for sure. But I would be very curious to know, like, if that was a thing, if people were just unmotivated this month and that was the sort of, like, I don't want to say lack of involvement, because those core people who were involved were, like, super pivotal all month long. So I'm not talking to you. But if, you know, there were...
You know if we're talking to you or not.
I know. There's just a bunch of people that I was like, man, I added a lot of people to this page and then never heard from them at all. So then I'm not sure, like, did anything resonate and, you know, what was working, what wasn't. If you had signed up and you were waiting for, like, the one post that was going to, like, motivate you to change your entire life, that's never going to happen in our challenges, because that's not on me. That is not my job here in creating the challenges, is to motivate you in some particular way to light the fire under your ass to change something. My job is hopefully just to shine a light on the habits that need to create that better life for yourself. And then the last thing was determination, right? I wanted to talk a little bit about determination. How we get to the end goal, right? Like, everyone talks about, it's not the destination, it's the journey, right? And it seems as though a lot of people just want to skip the journey and just get to the destination.
The process.
Yeah. And it's kind of a lack of determination. And I don't want to say laziness, because not everyone is lazy, and that's not what I'm trying to say. But I feel like when people are at point A and they want to get to point B, but then they're like, oh, I don't know how to do that. It's usually a lack of determination, and it's a mindset thing. And we have harped day in and day out for a really long time, but you hear it a lot in these challenges, about mindset. If your mindset is not going to carry you through to have determination, then you've just set yourself up for failure from the get-go. And again, that's not something we can control. We're just trying to help facilitate that so that you are able to put more work into that. Determination is something that you have to build. We can't build that for them.
Yeah. I agree. I guess thinking about, that's all it says, determination.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, I hate relating it this way because I don't want everyone to think that if you are in an office job that like you're stuck at all. But when I was in an office job, I was stuck. When I was working at the physical therapy office, I was stuck. And it was, I don't know. I guess I look at it the same way. Like if you know that one person that's always bitching and moaning about their job, but they don't do anything about their job, like find a new one or change careers, but they just keep going and keep bitching. It's the same thing with fitness and this determination, because they're not determined to change their surroundings. They want their surroundings to change without the hard work that's involved. And the same thing goes for fitness. You hear someone bitch about, oh, I just wish I could lose weight. I mean, we have family members. I hear this stupid shit all the time. I wish I could lose weight. You can't wish fucking weight off.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work for the weight to come off. So the desire and determination factor for a lot of people kind of dies out when it comes to going back to the process. No one wants to do those things. It's not fun waking up at 4:40 in the morning every day to go open up the gym. I'm tired every fucking morning. And I'm sure the people that are joining me at the 5 a.m., the 5:15 class is same thing. Same thing with the 4:15 and the 5:15 p.m.ers. They're coming after a long day of work. They had to deal with all that shit, but they're still walking through the door. That part isn't hard, or is hard. And a lot of people aren't determined enough to do it, because you let one fucking thing fuck up your day at 8:15 in the morning, and then you let it fuck up everything else the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You then say, fuck my bag lunch that I brought. I'm going to go buy something after work. I'm not going to the gym. I'm going to go home and eat fucking ice cream for dinner and drink some beers for my dessert. And that is an all too common thing, where if you are somebody who comes in to your regular scheduled class, or you're coming in every day, at least at some point in time, you have something that not a lot of people have, and that is that determination. And maybe you're listening to this and you are one of those people that didn't post in the Facebook posts, and you didn't come in every day. We're going to run a report and we're going to see how many times you motherfuckers came into the gym. And if you only came in 5 times, and I'm talking to you right now, like there is something missing from within you, and you should probably start fucking searching for it. Because it'll only make you better. And I think a lot of times I say this on my own podcast, and a lot of people don't listen to the podcast, but if they do listen to it, it like goes over their head. And I'm talking, at some point in time, I'm talking to you. And that might be right now. So if you weren't determined enough to come in more than you came in this month, if you were slacking, you should kind of pick that up now.
Yeah. And coming back with the determination, so this was a nutrition challenge. The whole center around, that was the core, is changing your nutrition in some way to better yourself. And then there's multiple things that kind of develop off of that, such as like sleep and the fitness portion, that also come into play and play a big role. But nutrition was like the big thing, that we wanted people to really start focusing on. And there's a lot of new people at gym. You probably don't know. If you know, I do the challenges, but for a long time I did one-on-one nutrition coaching with clients from the gym. And it was, at first it was 8 weeks, then I cut it down to 6 weeks. And I would work with people one-on-one for that period of time. I would create meal plans. I would create grocery lists. I would help them with meal timing. I mean, it's the whole deal is what they got. And of all the people I worked with, there was probably just a small handful that actually ever accomplished what they wanted to from the very beginning, because they were determined to do it. The second that like they got halfway through the first week of a meal plan, which again, I'll come back to, I'm not a very restrictive person. We don't want it a part of the challenges. We don't want it to be too restrictive in your lifestyle. My meal plans were not that restrictive at all, but they would help you to reach whatever goal you had set. And we would do weekly meetings. They'd get halfway through the first week. And then by our, you know, end of the week meeting, it was like, oh, well, I got to Thursday and I'd had a bad day at work. So, you know, I went out, I ate out. It was, you know, it was a really off day. And then by the time Friday, I didn't feel good. So then Friday, I just was like, oh, you know, it is what it is. And then I got to Saturday and I did okay on Saturday, but I really wanted to stop at the taco truck. And so I got dinner. And then it just set them up to go into week two, already giving themselves too much freedom with what their goal was and lacking complete determination to even accomplish 1 week's worth of goals, let alone the entire 6 or 8 weeks. And it's that easy. It's that slippery of a slope. So when you have a goal, especially something like nutrition, where yes, it can be difficult, but can it change everything about your life? Absolutely. It's 110% worth it to put effort and some drive and, you know, everything you got into bettering yourself through the food and drinks that you have. It's going to take determination. It's going to take you actually putting in the effort and sticking to it. And I hope for a lot of the people who said that they had a harder time with that this challenge, or maybe at each challenge have a hard time with it because it's not something that you focus on enough. I hope that these challenges really do shine a light on those weaknesses and help you to refocus on them, build that determination, build those habits that will sustain over your life. So that's it. We'll do what day did you say it was? We'll do the
tomorrow is today. Friday.
Okay.
And we only have open gym, so that's the last time someone could add to that tally for themselves.
Okay. So after then, we will figure out who won the free month.
And we'll announce that. And
also, I don't take the page down right away either. So if there was something in particular that you wanted to go back, any information that you wanted to go back and look at, you can. You can also let me know and I can, because I have everything planned out on the calendar, so I can tell you which day it was so that way you're not having to search through 30 months or 30 days worth of information. All the podcasts are on the page. It's in like the file tab. It'll list all the...
But they're also on SoundCloud.
They're on SoundCloud as well.
There's no way around that one.
It's...
We wanted to be strictly for you guys, but we can't just upload... Facebook doesn't let you just upload an audio file, so it has to have a link, which is bullshit. It's always on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to put in like the comments to this post, what you accomplished...
Yeah.
What you would like to keep improving on, what you found helpful, what you just can't live without, you know, that kind of stuff. Put it in the comments because it'd be nice to see and read some of those.
Yeah, some feedback as well. We want feedback on how you did, feedback on how we did as well. And that way it only helps us to create better challenges. Like Ralphie said, we're having one in 2 months. I'll restart another one, which will probably look a little different than this. Because we don't want to do the same one every time.
Yeah. So, all right. Get ready to eat.
Thank you, guys.
Fish and chicken like P2P.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a great day, everybody. See you in the gym.